Well, after more than three decades, a rare recording of Queen's late frontman Freddie Mercury has finally re-emerged from the vault. Mercury's friend, musician Dave Clark, produced the stripped-back rendition of the song Time at London's famous Abbey Road Studios in 1986, and he's re-released it today, complete with music video. Dave Clark says the bare-bones version of the track highlights the artist's extraordinary range and talent. Connie Aegis reports.
Time waits for nobody.
It's a recording of legendary Queen frontman Freddie Mercury that some thought was lost forever. A stripped-back version of the song Time. And British musician Dave Clark was determined to find it.
It's just Freddie and piano. And it really shows what an amazing performer, amazing range he has, you know. I kept thinking about it. The record was a hit, and that was fine. A decade after, I thought, I'd love to hear the original. And I went back, and I couldn't find it.
Dave Clark kept looking for the recording.
A few years later, I got my engineer to go down and go through everything. We couldn't find it. And this went on and off. I just felt it was just for me. I just thought there's something special there. And then at the end of 2017, we gave another try and we found it.
The song was recorded in 1986 at London's famous Abbey Road Studios, a place that's pumped out hundreds of hits. Dave Clark, the former leader and drummer of the Dave Clark Five, says it gave him goosebumps to hear Freddie Mercury sing the track for the first time. In this archive footage, the pair sit on an 80s-style pale yellow couch with bright red cushions to talk about the inspiration for the track.
When we first met, I said to you, he said, "But how can I do this song?" And I said to him, "Well, I want a cross between
Edith Piaf,
Jennifer Holliday, and Shirley Bassey."
He said, "David, I have all their dresses. I can do it perfectly."
We might as well be deaf and dumb and blind. I know that sounds unkind.
Andrew Ford is a composer and presenter of the ABC's The Music Show.
The amazing thing is hearing Freddie Mercury with just the piano. It actually reminds me of a fantastic recording of Frank Sinatra with just the piano, trying out the quarter to three song, One for My Baby, One More for the Road. This is similar. You really hear the artistry you hear in this stripped back recording. Every nuance and every thought going through his mind as he chooses how to phrase the next line. It's really a fascinating document, I think.
For nobody, nobody, nobody. For no one.
The gorgeous sounds of Freddie Mercury, and before that, Connie Aegis with that report.